I want you to come along with me on practicing the art of taking 60 seconds to slow down and check in with yourself. If you feel that sense that you can't slow down, what part is that that's talking? Is it your 7-year-old? Is it your 10-year-old? What does that part of you need to know from an adult perspective? I'm a fully grown adult and I'm worthy of taking 60 seconds to check in with myself and see how I'm doing, to see what I need. Welcome to A New Life Story, a self-development podcast hosted by me, LaShonda, a certified adult shared life coach and parent educator. If you are feeling trapped in old patterns, behaviors, or beliefs that are hindering your personal growth, then this show will guide you on a transformative journey. I too once lived with unconscious beliefs that led to me repeating unhealthy patterns. But then I began to explore my past, to understand my present, and everything changed. On this show, myself and a variety of experts and guests will share our stories, as well as simple yet powerful tools to help you break free from false narratives, emotional barriers, and unhealthy generational patterns. Together, we'll unlock the path to living an emotionally conscious and authentic life. So if you're ready for change, join us as we explore a broad range of self-development topics, including managing your emotions, building self-worth, setting boundaries, healing your inner child, and so much more. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A New Life Story podcast, where we are consciously uncovering and connecting to our authentic selves. And how are we uncovering and connecting? Well, we are using a 3-step process to do this. We are exploring our past in order to heal our present so that we can transform our legacies. That's right. One person can change an entire legacy, and that's what we are working to do here on this show through the stories that we tell and the information that we learn. As many of you know who have been with the show for a while, I am a certified adult shared life coach. And basically what that means is that there is a specific model that I use when I am working with my clients, and that is the adult chair model. And I use the adult chair model along with my 3-step process of exploring, healing, and transforming to help people understand what is happening in their present. Because whatever is coming up today didn't just happen. There's always a route that you can tap back to figure out, how did I get here today? So in this episode, I'm going to be teaching you one way you can explore your past and connect to the present. And what is that one way? Well, this show is going to be very fun for you if you've never explored this before, because this one is dedicated to your ego. I know, as always, get a pen, a paper, something to write with, because you're going to be taking notes for this one as well. In the adult chair model, we refer to the ego as the adolescent chair. I've talked about it in previous episodes. The chair model, the adult chair model, it's 3 different chairs. There's the inner child chair, the adolescent chair, and the adult chair. Today, we're going to be focusing on the adolescent chair, which is that ego part of your life journey. So what I want you to do is try to get a visual of a chair in your mind. Now, what kind of chair am I talking about? Here's a framework that you can use. Think about something you would have sat in during elementary school, or a chair that you would have been in middle school. Maybe you could even remember a chair or desk that you sat in high school. So I just want you to have that image and keep that in the back of your mind, because you're going to need to reference back to it later on in the show. So in talking about exploring our past in order to understand our present, and we're talking in terms of the ego. The ego was also referred to as the adolescent phase. The adolescent phase of development spans from ages 7 to about 24. And during that time frame, that's typically when the ego begins to take shape. The ego we can also refer to as your survivor. It's that part of you that is coming online to figure out how to navigate the world. And adolescence is the time really when you begin to embark on your journey of self-discovery. And right around those early ages of 7 on, that's when you begin grappling with questions around your identity and your autonomy in the world, your ability to navigate the world. So in the model that I use, the adult chair model, we talk about the ego and in terms of the adolescent chair. That's what the adolescent chair represents. It's this adolescent, young, ego part of your life's development. One of the key aspects of the adolescent chair is the development of your identity. Adolescence marks the transition from childhood to adulthood, because remember, we're talking 7 to up to about 24. And that period is very significant to your physical, emotional, and psychological changes that you go through in your life. And as you grow and mature, you start to recognize yourself as separate. We all do. We all do it as humans. We start out as little babies and we're, you know, protected, and it's mom or dad or caretaker, or those, that innocent phase of life. And then as we get older, those early, maybe I would say first grade on stages of school, that's when we begin to realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm not just attached to this one space. I'm actually separate. I'm a distinct individual. And this realization often sparks a desire to protect ourselves, to fit into various groups and communities that we belong to, whether it is doing what you have to do to fit in with your family or to be accepted by peers or just fitting in to society at large. And our ego is that part of us that is trying so hard to protect us, to keep us safe, and ensure that we are accepted. And this need for feeling safe often leads to creating various masks, or I like to refer to them as characters that we play in order to be accepted. Of course, I use characters because it's a new life story, and it kind of helps you understand what we're talking about here. So the ego is that part of you that comes online pretty early on that's trying to figure out, what do I need to do? Who do I need to become? How do I need to act? What do I need to do to be safe and accepted in the environments that I'm in? As adolescents navigate the very complexities of identity formation, there is often a profound desire to belong and connect with others. Again, go back to the chair that we had in the back of our mind. Think about elementary school. Think about middle school. Think about high school. Those were key phases and times in your life where you were trying to fit in, belong, figure out who you were and how to behave in order to be accepted. And this drive to fit in can manifest in various ways. And the drive will influence your behavior and influence your decision-making. One way that drive to fit in can manifest is through your mask or characters that you create. They begin to form as you're trying to figure out who you need to be and how you need to be or how you need to act in order to be safe in your environment. So I want to give you just a few examples of what I mean by characters. So I love the example of characters because, again, when you're thinking about a story and think about it in terms of your life story has a variety of characters. You got parents, you got friends, you got, but then there's you. You are your own person. So here's a couple of examples of characters or masks or false selves that adolescents oftentimes create early on in life. And without you realizing it, these characters still play a role in your adult life. So one of the first ones that I want to give you an example of is the avoidant character. Some adolescents may adopt the avoidant tendencies as a means of self-protection. So this can involve withdrawing from challenging situations or avoiding confrontation to maintain a sense of safety and security. So there's an avoidant character or mask. There's also the people-pleaser character. One that I have referenced about my own life and my season of my life of playing this people-pleaser character. And this often happens because the people-pleasing behaviors is a way of seeking validation and acceptance from peers, or particularly authority figures, parents, caregivers, teachers, coaches, or other influencers. I've talked about my own story. For me, it was the authority figures in my life. I learned early on in my life, how to act, how to behave, how to show up, what to do. My adolescent brain created a character as a form of survival and people pleasing. Most of the time, it was the authority figures in my life. And this inclination to prioritize others' needs over your own can stem from a fear of rejection or just a deep desire for approval. Another character that oftentimes shows up in our lives is the fixer character. Okay. So adolescents who oftentimes display the fixer character may feel compelled to fix or solve problems within their social circles or family dynamics. And this propensity to take on the role of being a problem solver can provide a sense of control and competence amidst uncertainty. So they are jumping in to fix. How can I help? What do you need me to do? It's a character that oftentimes comes online early in life, usually during childhood. Typically, you see this character form during social circles, like I said, social circles and family dynamics. The other character that oftentimes forms during adolescence is the perfectionist. This is just another example. And this adolescent stage often fosters the perfectionistic tendencies in a person. And these people are driven by a desire to excel, meet external expectations. And this pursuit of perfectionism can be both motivating and overwhelming, right? Because you're constantly driving yourself, but you're always running under this need for achievement. And achievement is tied to your self-worth. Okay. So that's just another example of a character that we create in adolescence. Another one is the controller. Some adolescents may exhibit controlling behaviors as a means of asserting autonomy or managing anxiety. And this can involve imposing rigid structures or rules. And they do this as a way to help navigate their environment and maintain a sense of order. These are just a few examples of the different characters that can come online during that adolescent phase of life. Again, let's go back and get that picture of the elementary school chair, the middle school chair, the high school chair, and those dynamics, the energy of what's happening in those environments when young adolescents are trying to figure out their identity. But it's important to note, this is one of the biggest things about the adolescent and when we're talking about the adolescent chair or the ego, is that when the adolescent or that ego part of you, that young, okay, you got to remember 7 to 24, young, immature, doesn't know, is just doing the best they can with what they know at that limited stage and phase of life. What is happening when the adolescent creates these masks or these characters is that the adolescent do not have the ability to accurately discern the full context of life. Okay. So we're creating these characters, we're creating these masks based off of limited understanding, based off of limited ability. Why do we do this? I'll tell you why. Because the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain responsible for things like decision making, planning, understanding consequences, is still developing. Children are still developing. So that's why kids are impulsive. Teenagers are impulsive. They do things and they make decisions and you're just sitting there like, what are you doing? What is really happening? What is going on? It's because that prefrontal cortex, a major human development has not yet taken place in order for the human mind to be able to fully discern from a healthy perspective. During the adolescent phase, adolescents rely more on the amygdala, which is the emotional part of the brain. That's what's leading to decisions based on more on feelings more than rational thought. So this developmental stage impacts their cognitive abilities, and it makes it challenging for them to see beyond the immediate moment or fully understand the long-term implications of their actions or the long-term implications of how this character or these masks that they've created can impact their life. Again, we're talking about exploring the past to understand the present. So how does the ego, which is developed in the past, right, play out in our present day life? Well, I'm glad you asked that question because it absolutely does. I always say, whatever you see coming up today, whether it's an unhealthy pattern, a behavior, you say, there's this part of me that keeps doing this, but then there's this other part of me that's like, it's because when we go back, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go back and get the image of the adolescent chair in your mind. Whether your chair was an elementary chair, a middle school chair, and a high school chair. Okay? I want you to just get an image of that in your mind. Now, with that image of that chair in your mind, I want you to sit in that chair that you chose. In your mind, I want you to sit in that chair. Imagine yourself sitting in that chair. And I want you to feel the energy of whatever that chair age represents, whether we're 7, in first grade, third grade, seventh grade, ninth grade. Feel the energy of that. And think back as best as you can, whatever you can remember, whatever comes up, to what did I know? How much did I know? And you compare that to what you know today. Okay. So I'm going to show you how you explore your past to understand your present. Right now, we're in the middle of a 30-day self-check-in challenge, right? Throughout the month of March, we're taking 60 seconds multiple times a day, anywhere from one time a day to six on up, to take 60 seconds to check in with ourselves. A lot of people have signed up. I've heard from some people that, hey, this is going great. Some people are struggling. Let me talk to the people who are struggling with this concept of taking 60 seconds out of the day. And I'm going to show you how your past impacts your present. If you're struggling to take 60 seconds, which is 1 minute in your day, to check in with yourself and see how you're doing, it is possible because as an adolescent, you weren't allowed to slow down. You weren't allowed to take a break. Maybe you thought you had to be perfect or on point at all times, always grinding, always proving, always doing. So again, where are you at in your chair? See yourself in that elementary chair, that middle school chair, that high school chair, where you had to be going, 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 doing, 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 proving, 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 right? Now your adult is asking you to take 60 seconds to slow down. And you're like, I can't, this is impossible. Well, that's because as an adult, when you commit to taking 60 seconds throughout the day to check in with yourself, that ego, that adolescent mask, that character you created years ago comes rushing to the surface with all kinds of excuses to keep you from taking the breaks you desperately need. So you might hear things like, there's no time to stop. Oh my gosh, people rely on me. I don't have time. Let me keep going. Or you hear, I can't slow down. Oh, I don't have time for this. Okay, now let's go back and hear those excuses in the context of the different aspects, the different characters that the adolescent oftentimes create as a way to keep themselves safe. Is it the avoidant character? I just don't want to spend time with myself. I don't want to slow down. I don't want to feel anything. Is it the people pleaser? You have people, you're sitting in the office and people are looking at you like, can you get this turned in and can you help me and can we talk? Is it your people pleaser? Is it your fixer? Just wants to solve the problem and let me just focus on work and I don't. Is it your perfectionist? What character is showing up in your adult that you created as an adolescent, that as an adolescent with limited ability, limited discernment, is now still running the show? Your adolescent mind, or as we've been calling it, your ego, is a shadow part. That part that's telling you, we don't have time, stop, we're not going to do this, I can't slow down. That part that won't let you take 60 seconds, that character that you created, I want you to think of that character when you're thinking about exploring your past and how that past character is still running the show today. Think of that character as a character off stage when we talk about a shadow part, as a character off stage, a character that's behind the scene. You are the main character. You and your fully grown adult self who maybe is experiencing overwhelm or just needs to take a break, you are the main character on stage. You are the one who's supposed to be running the show. And you're deciding at this part of the show, I'm going to take 1 minute to check in with myself. And that ego, that shadow part, that character off stage is yelling from behind, from backstage, you can't do this. This is not what we're doing. This is because that shadow part, that adolescent, it does not know that you are a fully grown adult with a greater understanding and discernment who knows it is okay to take 60 seconds or 1 minute to check in with yourself. Why? Because that part of you created that character as a way to survive the world that they were in at that time. Okay, let's say you were that kid that you weren't allowed to take a break and you always had to be working, you always had to be getting the good grades, right? Because that was the expectation of the family. And of course, you know, I always like to bring in our past, Okay, but here's maybe a perspective that your adolescent didn't know. Maybe the family was driving for excellence and education and perfection because they didn't have access to education. And maybe you were the first generation that had access to education and access to opportunities. But did your adolescent know that? No. Your adolescent just knew, oh my gosh, this is what's expected of me, right? But your adult self, this is when we go from the adolescent chair. Now get that in your mind again. See yourself in that elementary school chair, that middle school chair, that high school chair. Now come up out of that chair and stand up. See yourself standing up out of that chair. And I want you to go think about an adult chair, the most comfortable, biggest chair that you can think of, and sit in that chair. That is the person who is in control now. That is the person who gets to decide, no, we're okay. It is okay that we take 60 seconds. Why? Because I'm now at a stage and phase of my life where I need to take 60 seconds, where I need to do something different to protect myself. Okay? This is how we explore the past to understand what's going on in the present. And one of the reasons why I did this 30-day, 60-second self-check-in challenge is because when you're going through this journey of exploring your past to understand your present in order to transform your life and your legacy, it really does begin by slowing down. Many of us have been rushing through life our entire life, living unconsciously. And we have to practice the art of slowing down. And that ego is going to come up. And that little child is going to surface and say, we can't do this. It's not safe. They want us to do this. They want us to do that. But you are a fully grown adult who says, no, I can take 60 seconds to check in with myself. Because as an adult, you have discernment. As an adult, you have more information. As an adult, you have a prefrontal cortex that's completely closed. You have more today than that adolescent had back then. So, as we continue this journey of exploring our past to understand our present, I want you to come along with me on the 30-day challenge of practicing the art of taking 60 seconds to slow down and check in with yourself. If you feel that sense that you can't slow down, what part is that that's talking? Is it your 7-year-old? Is it your 10-year-old? And if that's the case, what does that part of you need to know from an adult perspective, a today moment, the moment that you're in that 60 seconds? What do they need to know? I'm a fully grown adult. And I'm worthy of taking 60 seconds to check in with myself and see how I'm doing, to see what I need. Okay? The people pleaser was always worried about everybody else. The fixer was always worried about everybody else. The avoidant was completely trying to avoid making anybody mad or upsetting anybody. The perfectionist, oh my gosh, I got to get it right. It's time to let that go. And this is how you begin. 60 seconds. It takes 60 seconds to start the transformation. If you need more information about the challenge, there's some available on my website, anewlifestorycoaching.com. There's also a link in the show notes where you can join the challenge. And as always, you can always reach out to me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. But this is your time to begin to explore that past, to heal these things that are coming up in the present. And it starts with just 60 seconds. So I hope you found this episode helpful. Be sure to share it with others if you found it beneficial, because many of us are on this journey of self-discovery. Many of us are trying to uncover these things that have felt like they've been hiding in the shadows. Because together we can change a legacy. Together we can change our generation. 60 seconds at a time, one person at a time. So again, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with others. And I look forward to having you join me again on A New Life Story. Thank you for listening to A New Life Story. If you found this episode helpful, please share it or leave a review so that others can gain the tools they need to learn, heal, and grow. If you'd like to dig deeper and unpack your story one-on-one, click the link in the episode description to book a free session with me. Discovering your authentic self is a process, but just stay curious and we'll work through it together. Join me again next week as we continue to write a new life story.